In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, the return of Natalie Forteza. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Andy. So good to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Great to hear from you again. You got new music. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's catch up. So you're living where?
I'm in Fishkill.
You were here last when? What year? Do you recall?
2018.
So it's been a few years. Besides 2020,
yeah.
What has changed in the last 3 years for Natalie Forteza?
I would say there's been a lot of investment in myself, just trying to grow and be a student in all things musical. I always say that time is the most precious currency, so including 2020 was just an opportunity to really spending some precious time with music in every capacity, as far as like getting more familiar with instruments. Like I started to play piano a little bit more, and I picked up guitar a couple years ago. It's been a very slow process, really just trying to spend some time investing in myself.
Even though your songs are kind of laid back, they have this forward-thinking spirit that permeates, I think, all of your music.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad that you feel that way.
So you didn't spend 2020 watching Netflix and eating popcorn?
Well, I wouldn't say I didn't, but...
A little bit of that.
A little bit of that, yeah.
Now, 2020 was tough for everybody. You've had more tragedy in your life. Tell us about your father.
Yes, I call him my dad. He's my stepdad, but he raised me, you know, ever since basically I was like 1 year old. So he's my dad, and my family unfortunately lost him in 2001. It was just after September 11th. It was the plane crash of American Airlines that happened in November. A very poignant moment in our lives that was awful at the time. But looking back, it has taught myself and my family incredible values and virtues and priorities in our lives. And, you know, thinking about all the people who've lost family members this past year, you know, we're in the company of those people who are grieving. Whether if it was hours ago or years ago, you know, the pain stays with you. It just transforms in different ways. You know, you hope that it makes you stronger.
And this was the flight out of New York?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and it left out of JFK.
Have these things, these moments in your life found their way into your songs?
Most definitely. It comes in different ways, of course, and I feel like it comes in different waves. As long as it's been, there's still some things that I feel like that are deep under the surface that still need to come up to the surface, and hoping that what I learn allows me to put a little bit of hope, a little bit of, you know, love, a little bit of some escapism in my music.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Natalie Forteza. Tell us a little bit about the song we're going to play called Who's She? Where did that come from?
Who's She at the root is about changing how we see ourselves, changing the narratives in our minds, the choosing the words we say about ourselves and how we see ourselves can build us up or it can break us down. And it's easy to build up those negative narratives based on our insecurities or traumas or things that we're going through. But it can keep us from being the best version of ourselves. So what if your reflection in the mirror could call you out on it, about those negative narratives that you're saying about yourself and how you see yourself? So who could we potentially be if we're able to finally free ourselves from that?
Who plays on the song Who's She?
For the first time, I play some small parts on there.
Ooh, what do you play?
I play a little bit of some acoustic piano.
Nice.
And a little bit of some electric guitar.
Part of the new 2021 Natalie Forteza.
That's right. But really at the forefront are my brothers, who is Aki Burmese, who plays really the forefront of the acoustic piano that's on there. And Anthony Candulo plays bass. And Chris Kuffner, who co-produced it with me, also plays some bass on there. He did a lot of the programming on there, and electric guitar, too, as well. We literally started recording it at the threshold of pandemic. We since haven't seen each other since that day that we started recording.
What's the website where people can find out more about Natalie Forteza, Forteza?
Is NatalieForteza.com. By the way, this Sunday, actually, at 7:30, I'm going to be doing an Instagram live stream. And I'm challenging myself, and I'm actually going to perform this song solo myself, actually from a very special location here in the Hudson Valley. It's a small business called Cold Spring Apothecary.
And where can we find the live stream?
You can follow my Instagram page, which is my handle is at Natalie. Ghostwriter_Forteza, or go straight to my website and you can find my Instagram.
Great to have you back in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Natalie, great to hear from you. We expect to hear more from you. Natalie Forteza, it's Who's She right now at 100.7 WHUD.